When Larry David leaves work these days, he's got a chorus.
Larry!
Larry!
Fans line up outside the stage door of the Court Theater for his autograph. At age 67, Larry David is now a Broadway star. And that is new scary territory for him. David starred in the raucously funny HBO series Curb Your Enthusiasm. And before that, he was co-creator of the TV sitcom Seinfeld. But he hasn't been in a play since he was in the eighth grade. Now he's written one. It's called Fish in the Dark, and it's his name in lights. Our co-host Melissa Block went to New York to talk with him about his Broadway debut.
Remember Larry David playing himself on Curb Your Enthusiasm? A cantankerous guy who says exactly what's on his mind, offending Girl Scouts, the handicapped, African Americans, you name it.
I tend to say stupid things to black people
sometimes.
Stupid
things. I don't know, I'll have to ask Hitler.
He will be gay. He's pre-gay.
You stink!
You stink! I'm gonna report you guys for that.
Go ahead!
I'm going to!
Well, just having Parkinson's doesn't give you carte blanche to take advantage of the non-Parkinson's!
You dropped your yarmulke! Oh my God!
Well, that guy walks into his cramped dressing room at the Court Theater, and honestly, our visit gets off to a bumpy start.
Hey. Thanks for coming in early. Hate to make you do that.
Yeah, you hate it, but you did it. You don't hate it that much.
Larry David, skinny, bald, with a long fringe of white hair, round wire-rimmed glasses. His costumes hang on the wall. Gray sweatpants, a shapeless blue jacket. And if this looks a lot like his schlumpy Curb Your Enthusiasm wardrobe, there's a reason.
You know, everything I tried on, I said, why can't I just wear my own clothes? I go, no, you can't. You don't wear your own clothes. I go, well, I'm wearing my own clothes. Yeah.
But the white dress shirt is definitely not his own. It has snaps on the inside placket to make for a quick costume change.
So those are fake buttons. They're just for show.
Yeah, they are. They're fake buttons. Yeah, they're snaps. By the way, can't say enough about the snap. Buttons should be eliminated.
And just like that, he's off.
I've always hated the button fly. I don't know if you know that or not, but I've always
hated Larry David riff.
The button fly is untenable. It can't be dealt with at all. I mean, you don't know because you're not a man, but you know, you've got to get there, and now you're dealing with buttons, opening buttons. It's not a good situation.
Now, if it were snaps.
Snaps are fantastic. They're great.
But back to the play. Fish in the Dark is naturally a comedy about a death in the family, a vigil at the hospital, and the messy, funny aftermath.
What happened?
Someone get a doctor.
Who? Who should get a doctor?
I don't know. Somebody.
Okay, so go.
Oh,
for God's sake, I'll go.
No, it's okay.
It all started with a conversation Larry David had after a friend's father died.
And there was some very interesting and, dare I say, funny things surrounding it, and I kind of thought that there's a play in this thing.
So he started writing.
So I wrote the first scene. You know, I got one scene. I got two pages, and then I thought that was enough for one day. But I don't like to do too much work in one day. If I can do two pages, oh, that's good. Go play golf. You know?
But even as he wrote the play and created a lead character who sounds very much like Larry David, he claims he didn't want a star in it.
But you must have been imagining yourself in
it.
No, really?
No, was not. Nope. I was the last person in the world.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
What are you, nuts? Who wants to do this thing? It's insane. It's Groundhog Day. I'm living Groundhog Day. I don't even want to go to bed at night because I know when I wake up in the morning, it's going to be the same day again, you know?
Yeah. Is it hard?
Yes. Well, hard. Yeah, it's taxing. Yeah. I mean, it's not driving a cab or doing construction, but for me, for my delicate world, yeah, it's hard.
Hard, he says, and also surreal to be on stage and ride a wave of laughter.
I didn't think I was going to get any laughs at all. God, I'm so negative. So the first time we did it, like, every laugh was a surprise to me because I was expecting nothing. That's how bleak I am.
Which seems strange because Larry David did spend years as a stand-up comedian, and there were all those seasons of Curb Your Enthusiasm. But that dialogue was mostly improvised. This is different.
I'm not an actor. I consider myself a, you know, comedian.
Yeah.
Not really an actor. Actors have to wait to talk. You know, there are lines, specific lines that you have to say. I don't like waiting. I like to interject, and there's no interjections here. You have to wait and talk and wait and talk. It's
very unnatural.
It's very unnatural, yeah, for an interrupter. And
right.
For a guy who likes to talk, yeah.
Okay, folks, here we go from top. Standing by, please.
On stage at the Court Theater, it's rehearsal time. The show is still in previews, which means they're still fiddling with it, pruning lines, working on pacing and tone.
Why should anyone care where they're buried? Now, you can throw me in a garbage dump. It doesn't matter. I'm dead.
Okay, so if you die before me, I can throw you in a garbage dump?
Absolutely, right in the dumpster.
Oh, cannot wait for your funeral. That is going to be fun. We'll all drive to the garbage dump.
During rehearsal, David paces, frowns, sighs, and sometimes in a scene you can tell he's itching to interject. He wants to ad-lib something. Why not? At one point, he looks out at the director, Anna D. Shapiro, and offers, I can fill a little bit there, can't I?
Nothing? That?
Well, yeah, you can do that, but just... Yeah,
don't
you
say
can
anything?
It's so sweet that Larry is not saying to me, what about the last two nights was unclear to you? How f***ing funny I am. What was unclear?
Later, Shapiro tells me, it's all been an adjustment.
He told me when we started his biggest problem is going to be that he wants to stare at the audience. Like, every time they laugh, I think he wants to turn out and go, thank you. Thank you so much.
And that business about him not being an actor, moving from improvised television to the stage, she says he's starting to get over that.
Last night, I went backstage afterwards, and he was, you know, tearing off his sweater, totally sweaty, and he looked at me and he goes, how do people do this? How do they do this? This is crazy. And I was just dying laughing because he felt it. And as much as he was, quote unquote, complaining about it, I've never seen him look that alive. He had a sparkle in his eye. He was acting. He acted. And it feels really good when you do it and when you don't have to pretend you didn't.
Larry David's play, Fish in the Dark, will run on Broadway until June 7th. That's a lot of Groundhog Days.
And as you think about, you know, doing this for a few months, what does that feel like? I mean, if you're used to stuff changing quickly and you're settling into this for a big chunk of time, what's that like?
That's, suicidal.
Come on.
That's like, oh boy, you know, just walk in front of that truck. Yeah, well, how can I get out of this? So get in an accident. What would be better than being in a hospital bed for the next couple of months? I'm weighing it.
Well, Larry David, thank you so much, and best of luck.
Thank you. This wasn't the ordeal I thought it would be. This is going to be edited?
Yes.
So down to how many minutes?
Probably about 8.
Oh, boy, 8. We got that. Are you kidding? 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, we got that.
Yeah, I think.
That's nothing.
That's Larry David with our co-host Melissa Block in New York.